Intensive education on cholera is yielding results at the Lag General Hospital. The number of cases have reduced drastically. Likewise, that of Ridge Hospital OPD at Adabraka in Accra. Radio Ghana went on a fact-finding mission at the two hospitals. Joyce Chechi has filed this report.
At the peak of the cholera epidemic, most of the hospitals I visited initially were overcrowded. In the case of the Lag General Hospital and the Mamprubi Polyclinic, patients were receiving their intravenous infusion in wheelchairs, on benches and on improvised beds. Family members also contributed to the overcrowding because they were forced to take care of their relatives since the nursing staff were overwhelmed. The OPD of the Lag General Hospital and the cholera bay of the Mamprubi Clinic were an eyesore, but the situation has changed now. At the OPD of the Ridge Hospital at Adabraka, there were empty beds with nurses doing paperwork. I didn't see relatives hanging around like they were during the peak period. The administrator of the Lag General Hospital, Philip Afetikotu, talks about the decline in the number of cholera cases.
We used to see the cases 40, 46, 30 on a daily basis. Fortunately now, it fluctuates around 10, 9, 12, 15. Today, for instance, we have received 9 new cases, and that is good, and we want it to even go down.
On what accounts for the reduction in the numbers, Mr. Koto attributed it to intensive education.
I will attribute it more to health education in the communities because we had intensified education and the municipal assembly also joined in with the information service, our regional health directory, so we are educating. And so the community members also need to do more on their own. It's a shared responsibility for us to overcome this outbreak.
He said cholera victims now report to the hospital early, which wasn't the case before. The head of nursing at the Ridge Hospital OPD, Mariam Obiadei, said people now take personal hygiene seriously.
I can say that people are now conscious about hand washing and then the precautions to take, especially when buying food, what to eat, when to eat it, and then treating of their water before drink.
On intensive education on cholera, GBC is leading a campaign on educating the public on the issue.